Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international call.
Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
by Unite Night.
Interface complete.
All right, people, now we got some technical difficulties going on here. I'm logged into the show, but the show don't seem to be recognizing that I'm logged in. I'm going to try to get this thing going back right and see what happens. Chat room is open, of course. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to be on the bridge chilling out until everything gets copacetics. Yeah, y'all can do that, you know what I'm saying, because I don't know what the is going on. But today is Scandalous Biatch Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down, people. And I mean, it's going down. All right, let's see if I can do something real quick. All right. Let's see if we can call in from the bat line. On air from the bat line.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
All righty then. What the f*** is going on with my switchboard? All right, people, I don't know what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? My switch is not even coming up for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the is going on. Oh, man, this is kind of crazy right here. So what is going to end up happening? Yeah, because I can't play no music. I can't do nothing. What the f*** is going on with that? Oh, man, BTR hating on me, people. BTR, Blog Talk Radio, is hating on the kid. Yes, they are hating on the kid. All right, well, let me try a different browser. It might just be the browsing, acting browser, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to take this time out to do some advertising, man. Make sure y'all check us out at www.youtube.com/813battles. Or youtube.com/Ashwood. That's ASHW00D. And, man, we got this big thing popping off down here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Tampa to be exact, man. It's called the 813 Freestyle Battles. We calling that everybody from around the world, man, that want to get down, network, and expose themselves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, on a real level, though. So you got to come with it. If you ain't got no skills, you know what I'm saying, you don't need to be you don't need to be stepping up to the pepping up, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to be leaving YouTube videos and making up little hater blogs and all this type, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't going to come through and get down with the get down. And if you get down with the get down and you come through, and you know what I'm saying, and the only thing that you want to do is sit up there and, you know, try to trash talk, and then you come in and embarrass yourself, yeah, it's going to be, yeah, everybody going to know about it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to know. All right, so, damn, man, I don't know what the hell they done did to my show, man. My show is not on. Keep talking about something, waiting for the host to call in. And I'm called in. I've been called in for, you know, a few minutes now, and they still ain't, started my shit, so I don't know what the hell is going on. But it's all good. You know, they hate on good shows. You know what I'm saying? And I do what I do anyways, you know? I sit up on this mug and play my own music. Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about that. But let me try to open up something, man. I don't know if it's what the hell, man. This is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. All right, so I'm trying to see if anybody can hear me. Out there, switch won't open. And if you can, you know what I'm saying, then I just do the show, you know what I'm saying, freestyling it, really. I just, you know, play my own music, and we'll do it that way, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Florida UFOs. Okay, well, he can hear me. I don't know what the hell is going on, people, but, yeah, they got me all locked out, this bitch. And, see, probably won't be taking no calls today because, shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, hold on. Let me see. Let me try to call my damn self. You know how I'm saying? 8-4-7-2-3-7-5-1-2-5. And, yeah, I'm going to try experiment, y'all. Y'all, hold on. This is BTR at its finest right here. Oh, yeah, I'm all, I can hear myself, but, all right, then, I see what the hell this time it is, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, this is fucked up. Yeah, on Saturdays, you know I do scandalous biatch? Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why they done screwed me up. Damn. So what I'm going to have to do, y'all, I'm going to have to, you know, prematurely, I know that sounds crazy as hell, ejaculate the show. And I'm going to have to set this thing back up, man. So y'all going to have to come back through. And like, well, man, no. This is what I do. Y'all check this out. This is what I will do. You know what I'm saying? Add an episode, right? And then we're going to add it. I'm trying to add another episode. What, 12:30? I'm going to see if that works. Because I don't know what the hell they doing, man. I don't know what the fuck they doing. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Hold on. Let me load this up. All right. In the meantime, in between time, though, I still can do what I does. You know what I'm saying? I'm a master of all things that is me. You know what I'm saying? Master of all things that is me. So what I can do is still. Uh-oh. Y'all already know what time this is. It's time for a... If y'all didn't catch that, y'all.
Yeah, it's that time, people, for the Hot Talk Radio 101 Fuck Up of the Day.
Yeah, because they fucking up right now, you know what I'm saying? This is some BS bull shiznit.
3, 2, 1. Make their username.
I don't want to hit him. Gay ass motherfuckers, man. I love my nigga Deuce in the background. I got some music for you, you know what I'm saying? All right, check this out. It's Scandalous Biatch Saturdays, and I'm on the Wang right now. I'm on the Wang, you know what I'm saying? Meaning, I'm just doing how I do, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it real, keeping it true. BTR want to hate on me? Well, mother you, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's how we do it. So, it even shows that I got damn shit scheduled. How the hell am I scheduled twice? What the fuck is y'all doing? Alrighty then. Yeah, this shit, I'm on, punk ass motherfucker. What the hell y'all talking about? Hands got me showed twice on here with zero calls, you know what I'm saying? But I'm on this shit. What? Hold on, man. Let me try something, y'all. Yeah, delete that segment. Yeah, it's got two Scandalous Beyond Saturdays scheduled. That's the problem. I'm trying to delete one. Let's see what the hell happened with that. Oh, Blog Talk, y'all is super fucked up right now, man. Y'all are superbly fucked up. Damn. All right, yeah, so I'm going to have to do some real G shit. I'm going to do another episode. God damn, man. I don't know. What the hell are they doing, man? This is some bullshit. Yeah, and, boy, look at here. They done pulled a card there, boy. They done pulled one on me. Yeah, I ain't never seen no shit like this where they had you logged in two times, you know what I'm saying, for the same damn show. Like, what? I'm doing that. But anyway, we got a thing that we're doing down here. It's called 813 Battles. You can go to www.youtube.com/813battles and check out our battles, man. I mean, we got some shit for you, you know what I'm saying? And so if you like freestyle and you like, you know what I'm saying, you know, not necessarily beef, because we ain't focused on that beef shit, you know what I'm saying? We focus on networking and exposure. But, you know, from that, we going to get the haters to come out of the woodworks like we have been getting. You know what I'm saying? We'll be getting haters come out of the woodworks. And, you know, it's been very interesting, you know what I'm saying? And we even got dick riders jumping on a dick, you know what I'm saying, trying to get in where they fit in, you know. And it's all good, all gravy. Yeah, it's all good, all gravy. Now it's talking about the fucking day is full. Oh, boy, this is a fucking bullshit. Man, that's some fucking bullshit. Because I know if I end the show, these bitches going to hate on me. They ain't going to let me do the show again. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep it G. You know what I'm saying? I ain't taking no calls today. We just going to fuck it. Ball out, part out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And do what we do. So motherfuckers want to talk to me in the chat, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I can't beam nobody up. Blog Talk Radio is fucked up. It officially fucked me up today. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Prophet Jackal, Cyanide. Yeah, the switch still says waiting for the host to call in. I just called into the show, so I know, you know what I'm saying, that people are there. I can't bring nobody in. They don't even show nobody's in the queue. You know what I'm saying? They just show that I'm here. You know, basically, that's all the show, that I'm on the show, you know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much all I can do, you know what I'm saying? Sit up here and do what I does. Keep it real. I keeps it real. So Heavenly Angels, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, but I don't know what the fuck to tell you, you know what I'm saying? I can't even schedule another episode, you know what I'm saying? When I went to go schedule another episode, the shit talking about the show, the day is full for you and everything, so... Yeah, they done screwed me up, you know what I'm saying? This is one up for Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying? Y'all get y'all fuck up on me, it's all good, you know? Can't do nothing about it, though. It's all good, all gravy, you know what I'm saying? But I am here, I am live. I'm going to be on here probably about another 12 minutes, man, because I ain't going to just be, you know, sorry, I ain't going to just sit up here and just blah, 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 blah. Nah, I can't call in for Skype because you got to pay for that. So I ain't trying to pay for the Skype. So today is basically just advertisement, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So check us out on YouTube. I've been noticing the battery dying, too. That's what it is. And that's what we're going to get into. I do appreciate y'all coming through, man, but I don't know what the hell happened. I set the show last night about 5 in the morning, and I guess it was during the time when they was switching over their service or whatever. So that's one advice I can give to you. If y'all happen to be late birds, do not try to schedule your show at 5 o'clock. That is when the servers are down. It did give me that error, you know what I'm saying? And Jackal, I know, man. I just, you know, shit, I need to go ahead and pay for that shit. Stop using my damn cell phone to make calls, you know what I'm saying? Damn, people, why you even got a cell phone? You can use Skype. Shit, $3 a month, you know what I'm saying? But, okay. Hold on, let me try to do some shit real quick with Mr. Jackal. Let's see if we can work something out. See if we can work something out. This is going to be crazy, y'all. We finna show you how we get around shit, though, you know what I'm saying? This is how you get around, you know what I'm saying? Shit, y'all want to be on the show, shit, hit me up on the Skype, goddammit. Fuck beat y'all. We ain't gonna use y'all goddamn We use y'all motherfucking switch then, you know what I'm saying? All good, all gravy. Hey, I got this Skype signing in, you know what I'm saying? This sleepy little thug playing in the background, people, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. And ever since we got this 813 battle thing started, man, we got a lot of, let me get a lot of bloggers, you know what I'm saying? We're getting a lot of bloggers, you know what I'm saying, hit us up. And not really want to be a part of it, but they want to leave some old bitch-ass comments and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's all good, all great, you know? All hate is good hate, you know what I'm saying? Hold on a second, let me pause this real quick, see if we can pick up the jackal live and shit. And see what's going down. All right, Jack, I'm giving you a call, brother. Let's see what's happening, see what's happening. Give me a call for another 9 minutes, and then I'm out. Okay. Is you picking up? Or is everything screwed up? Including my Skype. All right. Well, I am calling you. You done talked to me on the Skype before. Oh, yes, Florida UFOs. It's DJ Smells So Good on the Skype, people. Let me try to find Florida UFOs on here. I just called you, Jackal. I don't know what happened. I don't hear anything. Let me try one more time. Yeah, let me try one more time. Better yet, yeah, that ain't gonna work either. No, matter of fact, tell y'all, this is how we do this. Check this out. Check this out. I got something for you, y'all. I got something for you. Go to my show page. Go to the front of my show page, and you'll see a chat box there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep this thing real and trill. So, yeah, everybody click on that. I don't know where is it at, my show page. We just have to do this thing guerrilla tactic style. You know what I'm saying? And it would get, well, nah, because the chat room already up, so that really ain't going to do no good. I don't know, but calling. Jack, are you there? Hello? Yeah, I don't hear him. Yeah, I don't hear him. All right, well, let me try something, man, because it's going to piss me off. I already know that. And it's talking about I'm on air. I'm live right now. Man, this is too crazy for me, boy. These people got me jacked up, man. Oh, that's screwed up. That is so screwed up. Oh, man. Shouts out to everybody who be leaving comments, too. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful Butterfly, the Elohim Show, Ashwood. The only artist on here, man, that goes and leave comments, you know what I'm saying, for shows. You know what I'm saying? That's big ups to you. Appreciate that, man. Congratulations on the newborn. Got some Sinai comments up here. Some Heavenly Angel comments up here. Prophet Jackal done came by and blessed it. You know what I'm saying? So they have Garrett Radio. Big up Garrett Radio. Ken Kareem. Oh, pretty lips up. Let's see who is. The S. Dot Files. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that on the 1 year anniversary. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we celebrate that a little while back, though, you know what I'm saying? Sweetie Love up on here, WDEP Morning Radio Show, the Miss Mo Show. Yeah, I ain't seen that many people that done came through. All right, and on my front page, too, man, I need everybody to do me a favor. I got a couple of little polls up, you know what I'm saying? How do you like the WDGE Radio Show? You know what I'm saying? And then I also got... you know, a couple of little questions that say, do you smell me? All right. So, yeah. Are you around, Si? Oh, no, no, no. Well, yeah, I am now. So that ain't going to work, people. The little chat shit at the bottom ain't going to work either. So, this is a disappointing show because we're live, but we are not live. And, yeah, no, it's nothing on the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? My switchboard is just jacked up. I'm keep trying to reload it, reload it, reload it, reload it, and it still just says waiting for host to call in. All right, there we go. All right, I'm about to get pissed off, boy. Damn, Blog Talk be tripping, boy. I tell you, boy, they be trip. Bang, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, y'all hear that wonderful sound. Y'all hear that wonderful sound. Yeah, well, look at here. I thought I was going to have to end the show earlier today, people. I thought I was going to end the show early.
Are you up?
Yeah.
You're up.
Yeah.
You got the
he
thing.
Is up. He is up. He's got the factory working.
Wow, this has been trippy. You see how I get ghetto with this show. It don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? I called in, so I knew y'all was here because I can hear myself. I can hear myself talking. Not saying that I don't do that often. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So yeah, man, they don't block me. They blocked me. But see what it was, I was up, you know what I'm saying, at like 5 this morning, messing around with somebody's show. I don't forgot whose show I was on. And then when they reset the servers at 5 o'clock. So I guess, you know what I'm saying, in between that's when I scheduled the show like at 5 o'clock for the next day, of course. But then when I went to go log in, it showed that I got 2 shows on at the same time. I mean, it was, you know what I'm saying? So I guess they kept crossing up, and it wouldn't let me get in. And I refreshed a couple of times, and it still wouldn't do nothing for me. So
weird.
Very weird. But welcome, people. Oh, yeah, you heard my BTR. Screw up for the day, the bone boy goofy bone, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know. It's a, what is that?
Yeah, it's that time, people, for the Blog Talk Radio 101 Fuck Up of the Day.
Yeah, and that's for them not letting me into my own show, man. I don't know what kind of...
So what's up? Are you on for the next hour and a half, or is it over in 3 minutes?
No, I'm on.
You're on.
I'm on for a little minute.
Let's do this, fellas. Do this.
What's that?
I'm saying do this, man. Do this show.
Oh.
I
well,
feel
yeah,
you,
what's the deal? I'm supposed to be going to pick up a vehicle today, so actually I was only going to set the show for an hour. So I can go on and try to go and get my transport on. You know what I'm saying? No offense, people.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to get rolling. You know
what,
I'm what
kind of whip you getting,
huh? One of my homeboys got a Jeep Cherokee. I don't know what year it is or whatever. But, you know, I've been getting good vibes from my homeboy, so he's telling me it's a good deal. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, motherfucker, I always want to call you on the radio. Yeah.
I forgot, nigga.
You ain't forget a mother's name, man.
I
don't
got like
nope. No, you can take I can make one sheet up, but I ain't got no more ink. I've been trying to burn in every color. The car's gonna look pink, nigga, unless you walk around some pink colored cars.
I am black ink.
No, I gotta go purchase some more ink.
Oh, damn.
They ain't cheap, though.
Damn.
I mean, I got a couple of cards. Why? Somebody need a card?
Yeah, I've been passing them out. I had talked to the lady that was talking about she needed a CD for her son's birthday party. She said she was gonna call you.
Well, she did.
There's a couple people that I've been trying to do shoots for or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't been having no card to get ahead.
Oh. All right, well...
I had told Marcus I might fuck with him if he can give me, like, 250 cards for $5. Say, nigga, I know you don't be paying. You probably get them bitches for free, goddammit.
Yeah.
Want some flimsy-ass cards, you know.
Nah, you can do that.
Like,
man, listen. If you're going to do all that, go and get you $5 and go up to damn Kinko's and print it yourself. And get the glossy paper, put it on the glossy, ask it for some glossy picture paper. Go up there and just black and white copy it. It costs you 9 cents a damn copy. You can print you out shit, what, 450 for $5?
Damn. Yeah.
Shit. I'm going to go pay some more oddball, non-business working. Man, that nigga, man. It's the right day to talk about him anyway.
I have
back at
me, man. Yesterday was his
birthday. All right, well, happy birthday yesterday. That was yesterday. I don't do that belated celebration. Shit is that. All right, well, I hit you up, man, in a minute. After the show, I'm rolling over to holler at Jimmy for the truck. All right. That's SFN Visuals, people. You could have checked them out at sfnvisuals.com. But, yeah, he couldn't maintain the $4 a month to run the damn website. What did that tell you? Yeah. Call me
for
the car.
It's some hard times, man. That ain't no
hard times. It's hard times if you're lazy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no excuse. This man does graphics. This man, you know what I'm saying, does MySpace pages. You know what I'm saying? He can do anything online, really and offline. You know what I'm saying? But he's influenced by his surroundings and want to try to do what his surroundings do. And that is the wrong thing. Some people need to be on a 9-to-5 job until they can, you know what I'm saying, work their way up to entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is not something you just do. People, that, you know, working for yourself is just not no easy task. Some people need stability in their life. You know what I'm saying? And entrepreneurship is not that. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a very motivated person to get out on your own and take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? And he's not that.
Does he know about the free platforms out there like Spruce Name and all the other platforms that are cheap or free?
I'm using whatchamacallit for free through Hotmail. You can set you up a website through Hotmail. And they give you it ain't a lot of storage and stuff. But if you just want to put you up a little page and sell you little mixtapes or something.
Yeah, ain't really much.
Yeah,
I get you
pair
of all 10 bucks for the year, you're good to go, man.
Yeah, well who you using?
Well, for most of my websites I use spruce.com, which is it's a social network platform. It's free, you sign up to create the entire network. And it looks really good. It looks like a regular website. You can do it, customize it however you want. So.
I just hate Ning, bro. Ning is popular. Ning is popular. But
yeah,
I don't know. It just is. Huh?
Ning is costing money now. They started charging stuff. And on the 30th of this month, the free service is gone. It's going to be the minimum is $3 a month. And that's for very like shitty service. It's like 150 members and like 5 gigabytes also, but if you want more, it's like $20 a month if you want to have unlimited numbers.
Yeah, my homeboy, Seti J, he on that, you know what I'm saying? He went and paid, you know what I'm saying, to have his thing. I ain't with that. People, anything on the internet is free, all right?
Yes.
Everything is free. If you go out and put your mind to it, you will find it free. You know, it's just because people, you know what I'm saying, make something free popular, and then once it get popular, they go like, oh, let me make some money off of it now. But, you know what I'm saying, you're still wrong because, you know, every time you go to a Ning page, you got a million damn advertisements on your page that you ain't getting paid off of.
Yep.
That you don't get paid for.
That's why I moved to Spruce, man. There's no advertisements on the site, and it's free. So, and it's a better platform than Ning anyways, so screw Ning.
Yeah, I have to check that out. I'm definitely checking that out. Cause I got one set up. But how do you have that set up? If it's Paranormal Soup Network, and then it's paranormalsoupnetwork.spruce.com.
Right. Well, the paranormalsoupnetwork.com is the main site. The Spruce is the social network, you know, platform of the site. So you're on the main site, just click on enter the site and take you into the main platform of the social network. Remember, we're trying to build the social network as well as the radio station, so.
That's exciting. Cyanide, what's up, bro? Mr. Neverland.
Yeah.
What's up? Everything fine. 2 weeks of vacation over here, so, yoo-hoo.
What? You on vacation?
Yeah, I'm just at home, but I don't have to go to work.
Oh, you get an award for
cheap,
that.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fourth pussy boat.
Yeah, but we got to work. That's
you
all good,
work,
man.
Hey,
you need to be learning this switch, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because that was a bad situation just happened right then. And You know, they just might have been hating on the American service. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know,
See?
You outside the box, and we can still keep this show running. Even if America gets shut down, this show going to still be running.
Well, the server is in America, so I don't know.
Oh, damn, man. You done fucked this all up. Wet dream gone dry. Damn. Thought we was getting around.
I don't know where the server is located, but if it is in New York, that will be a very short route to my home, actually.
Yeah,
a direct
you know, that blows
New
me.
New York and Amsterdam.
That blows me how everything is really centralized in New York, but then they the in every movie, they the central motherfuckers for attacks. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, if you centralize all your communications in one place, doesn't that make a little easier to destroy it all at one time?
Yeah. The movies ain't lying, though. Look at 9/11 that happened in New York.
Hell no, these motherfuckers ain't lying, man. Everybody know 9/11. If you don't know, you know what I'm saying? That shit happened because they was doing inside trading, trading, corrupt inside stock trading. And they illegally sold all of these stocks to the towers. You know what I'm saying? Like 5 minutes, a few minutes before, you know what I'm saying, they got the hidden call to evacuate the key personnel, you know what I'm saying? And then the one, the high echelon, they got a call 2 days before to let them know, you know what I'm saying, that the building was going to come down. Or don't come to work. You know what I'm saying? So come on, people. I ain't no conspiracy theorist, but my eyes are beyond the veil. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to keep believing that shit, knock yourself out. You know?
Amen.
What the hell is this? My guest last night was from the Netherlands. Should listen to it when it went great. It's already up on the archive. Oh, that's what's up. Who was this guest? That's Florida UFO saying that.
I don't know. I woke up at 6 and I guess it was Jackal's show on. Did you have a show last night, Jackal?
Yeah, we did a Skywatchers radio. Yeah, we did a Skywatchers radio repeat last night. We played the show with David Lewis Anderson that we had a few months back. But we did a show last night. We're starting live again on Skywatchers this week coming up. So
I heard that one, but I guess Jamie was on before that, but I was sleeping at the time.
Yeah, he was driving.
Hey,
shout
out to
what's the guest?
Yeah,
that was UFO though.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the guest. I was actually working on putting the show together, so I was listening, but I was in chat room. You know.
Joran van der Sloot.
Ah, socket and boots.
And what's up to I Be the Wise One and Miss Quiet Storm. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back to the airways, man. They had a very good show yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a Jap van
Etten. No. Jap van Etten.
Jap van Etten.
Jap van Etten. Who was that?
Etten. Jap van Etten.
I don't know who that is.
Is he Japanese or why is he a Jap?
No.
One thing about the internet, people, you can't never sit up there and be curious about who a person is. Because all you got to do is type in the search name and, it'll pull something up for him. I'm pretty sure. But, you'll check. That'll work. And let's beam old Heavenly Angel. But like I say, man, I Be the Wise One and Miss Quiet Storm are back, if you all don't know who that is. This is one of my brothers, you know what I'm saying, from another mother. I don't know what know what to say about sister and all that other kind of thing. You know what I mean? They had a show last night. And my brother ain't been back. He ain't been on the airway either. A good look. So he back on the show now, you know what I'm saying? He back on the show. They had a good show last night. Big ups to all 400 people that came through to support the show last night and all 20 people that came to Goofy Bone show. Well, y'all is too crazy for me, man. I'm telling you, I ain't no late night person. Yeah, I ain't no late night person. So I had one of those I just can't sleep syndromes going on, you know what I'm saying? That was the only reason why. Y'all catch me on the show after 12 o'clock. That's just because I cannot sleep. But I'm not a late bird person because I'd be working at night. And then normally when I get in, it'd be about 4 in the morning. So I sure enough ain't trying to sit here and hear nothing but some disease. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what time that is. But now this is Scandalous Be Hot Saturday. You know what I'm saying? And what I do is a little put it on blast, you know what I'm saying, type deal. So, you know, when you had somebody kind of screw you over this week, like Blog Talk Radio has done for me, that's why I put them on blast. Yeah, you can call in 347-237-5125 and put them out there to the world, man. I mean, put them out there to the world. And I mean the world. Yeah. And I want to put our local legislation on blast. If y'all heard me yesterday, you know what I'm saying, I called up the chain of command, you know what I'm saying, and this is what I've been getting on people about in every single show I've been on. You know what I'm saying, all that Obama BS you keep screaming out, Obama this, Obama that. But then when I sit up there and ask the dunce question of, you know what I'm saying, who's your House of Representatives? Yeah. You know how many people can answer that straight off the dome? So, I mean, before you start pointing the finger at, you know what I'm saying, you need to learn who you're pointing the finger at. You know what I'm saying? You will find out you're actually pointing the finger to yourself because you're blaming the wrong person. You know, this world is not ran off of one man. No one man controls this planet, period. Even the top percentage is a percentage of people and not one person sitting up there with a big brain, you know what I'm saying, driving the world like a remote control. You know, so this has been helping a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, getting this knowledge out there, you know what I'm saying. And when you go type in your House of Representatives, just type in a search House of Rep, and it will pull up your House of Representatives for your local area. But what you will find out is that it's not just your House of Representatives, because your House Representative is one person that sits up in Tallahassee. But then you got districts that make up, you know what I'm saying, your county, that actually runs your county. So you might have, like me, I got 20 different people, you know what I'm saying, that actually runs Tampa's districts. So these are the people, you know what I'm saying, in your chain of command that you need to report to and send your letters to. And then in return, they will send the letters and complaints and comments to your House of Representatives or your bill proposals and everything else. People don't even understand that you can propose bills. You know what I'm saying? You can contact your House of Representatives and propose a bill, but you got to follow the chain of command. You know what I'm saying? You got senators. Before that, you got man, wait, let me break that whole thing down, because I did a blog on this on my homeboy Seti J Show on his blog, Seti Life After Dust Live. And now he set up another Ning page for the trilateral group, you know what I'm saying, and for the trilateral commission. So you can go on there and find out some more little information and all that kind of stuff about it. But it's just been, you know, real eye-opening, man, when I actually looked it up, because you got your House of Reps, then you got Kathy Castor. That's my what the hell is she? I have to look up the whole little chain. I got the whole chain of command thing, you know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is, people, you know what I'm saying, just the basics. When you find out who your House of Representatives is, then you will find out the people that actually got their foot on your neck, you know what I'm saying, all the way down to the lowest level of your city councilman, which the city councilman, when Obama came through all the cities and he gave that stimulus money, you know what I'm saying, to build roads and all this kind of stuff to, you know, pump up your local economy. He gave that to your governors. The governors gave, and in return, gave that to the mayors. The mayors, in return, gave that to the city councilmen. The city councilmen, our city councilmen, comprises five different members. Those five members' job is to sit there all day and take complaints, comments, or whatever from its citizens. And then it turns around and takes those same complaints and comments and then forwards that to the mayor, and then that's when you start getting your chain of command started. But to sit up there and write a Christmas wish list, you know what I'm saying, to Obama, that ain't going to get you nowhere. You know what I'm saying? They did that in elementary school, and did you ever get a response back? Yeah. Anybody ever get a response back from Santa Claus when you wrote to the North Pole? Yeah, imagine that. It's the same premise, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, people, stop blaming Obama, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Stop saying that one name. You make it seem so one-sided. And that is the whole problem with our thinking right now. You only looking at one side of the picture. You're not looking at the whole picture.
Yep.
The whole picture, it's a whole bunch of people that's crooked. So until you talk about getting your senators and your congressmen out, plus your House of Representatives ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. I got my senator called, and it just inadvertently, not that I want any politics on my show, but in between me sitting up here trying to just show people your chain of command, I called all of those numbers. And I got answer machines for every single number except for the my state senator, Bill Nelson. You know what I'm saying? That's the only person his secretary or whatever picked up. The secretary from NEF, you know what I'm saying, they was, you know, cordial and everything. Then forwarded me over to the press department. Now, normally when you go over to the press department, that's when you get caught up in the BS loop, and they just shooting you here, shooting you there, and they ain't trying to really answer your question. But, because I've had this happen before, and nobody gave me an answer back. But when I went over to the press office, you know what I'm saying, spoke with, I don't know what her name was, something. And, but she took down my information. She was very serious, you know what I'm saying, about her job. And she just made me, you know what I'm saying, believe, at least believe, you know what I'm saying, that Monday I'm going to have Senator Bill Nelson on the show. You know what I'm saying? I left my contact information. I left an open invitation, you know what I'm saying, to come on to the show. And I didn't leave any questions. So there's not going to be a way that you can, you know what I'm saying, sit up there and have a little sheet prepared of questions. You know what I'm saying? I would never do that on this show, people. I would never have a prepared list of questions. I don't do that. It's straight off the dome, you know what I'm saying? Whatever my intelligent mind can come up with, that's what I'm going to come up with. Because once you start giving people preparedness, that's what they do. They prepare that BS for you, and then it's going to come out sounding like a script. And, no, we don't play that here on Reckoning Game Radio Show. So, you know, that's Monday. My Health, Your Health Monday presents Bill Nelson, Senator Bill Nelson. Yeah, we'll see how healthy that gets, you know what I'm saying, for the conversation. But also let them know to give them a little heads up that, you know, I will be talking about the oil spill. That is one of my major concerns right now. It's the oil spill. You know what I'm saying, people? It is really affecting Florida.
You are in Florida.
And they just ain't saying nothing. Yeah, they just ain't really saying nothing because we got thousands of miles of square beaches. But the hundreds of square miles of beaches that are directly impacting our coast is what I'm talking about. Because they already threw that crap up in there, talking about some, they got plans for evacuating the coast. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got to think about it, people. If they evacuate the coast, that's just a mock drill for them evacuating the inland. You know what I'm saying? If we can move a mass amount of people from their homes, businesses, and everything else and relocate them to another location, okay, well, then our experiment just worked. You know what I'm saying? Got to look beyond that veil. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they're going to put it right in front of your face. And they can't hide it. You know what I'm saying? Because once you start hiding, people start to get curious, and they start lurking and looking around for things. But if you put something right in front of their face, they'll think it's just, oh, nah, he wouldn't put it in front of my face. Yeah, he would.
Damn.
Yeah, they do. They do. You know what I'm saying? They do it. The best place to get away with a crime is what? Right in front of the police station. Why? Because ain't nobody at the police station. They all out trying to fight crime, so-called, or sit at the donut shop. Yeah, so that's the best place to, you know what I'm saying, to get your crime done. It is right around your enemy. You know what I'm saying? Do it in front of your enemy. That's what they tell you. Don't do it behind the back. Because when they do it behind the back, that gives time for them to go and do research. You know what I'm saying? Find out why you actually did that instead of just being blatant with it. You know what I'm saying? All right, enough of the politics. So if y'all want to hear that, you know what I'm saying, me going in, y'all tune in Monday. I'll be having them on the show. And first question, and the first thing I will tell him is, I don't endorse any candidate. So I don't think you're coming on my show for an endorsement or that I'm even going to vote for you, you know what I'm saying, in the next election. What I did do, though, and what I did for the last election, man, I printed out like five different sheets of all of the people, you know what I'm saying, that hold office for the state of Florida. And when I went to the polls, that's what I handed out for people to vote against. You know what I'm saying? If you see the name on this list, you need to vote against Vote for somebody. It don't matter. Vote for somebody else. Don't vote for them. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only way you're going to really evoke change. But if y'all watch TV and you try to see, candidate Joe Smith, you know what I'm saying, and because he on there telling about his lying about his qualifications and all this, it's like they got the old dumb nigga on the TV now that can't answer no questions. But because he gathered up $10,000, people, and this got to show you how simple-minded your government is. If you got $10,000, you can put yourself on the ballot and run for any position you want to run for. $10,000, that's all it took, 10 stacks for this dude, and this dude can't answer his last name. But
hell, Gary Coleman ran for governor, didn't he?
And he ran. Gary Coleman ran. But, you know, Gary Coleman now has, you know, don't underestimate Gary Coleman. That dude has an intelligent mouthpiece on him. It's just the media that actually sprays him because he actually isn't just all about comedy and that crap that, you know what I'm saying, y'all, they try to, you know, boost up on the TV like he ego hungry or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, he ain't about nothing. He's not about nothing now. He's, you know, passed away. But
well, yeah, he passed away. But, I mean, at the time that he was running, he didn't just get no 14,000 people to listen to him and actually vote for him. You don't do that just off of namesake. I mean, people ain't that much of a fan. Not when it comes to politics. If that's the case, Michael Jackson would have been president a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Michael Jackson could still be president even after death.
Huh?
I think Michael Jackson can still be president if somebody put him on the ballot.
Yeah, he could.
They'll vote for him.
Yeah, they'll
sure,
vote
be
for
better
him.
It'll be better than what we got now, man. I mean, what we got to look for
here. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, they gonna put Bobo as the president. Well, since Mike is dead, we're going to have to use the pet monkey Bobo. And,
hey, where's Bubbles? Get Bubbles to Jeff.
This is your new government, people. You know what I'm saying? Introduce President Bobo.
Hey, he'll do a good job. He'll do a good job.
Better than Bush.
You know what I'm saying? Take a minute and Google Sharon Angle. She's a candidate in Nevada. And you would not believe her platform. I probably would. You know what I'm saying? Because some of these a-holes that just decide to, scrape together their last little tidbits, you know what I'm saying? They do it because they know once they get there, that's the promised land. They good. They can sit back and ain't got to do shit once they're in office.
So somebody say she has nice platforms? Like a nice set of platforms on her?
Yeah, well, yeah, let me look up real quick, Sharon Angle.
Nice and firm? That platform?
Let's see. Her platform. Sharon Angle is running for U.S. Senate and is in a good position against Harry Reid.
Platform and a good position.
There you go. She's got the platform and a good position for Harry Reid.
See her last...
She's on all fours, baby.
She got people holding up signs talking some out of work. Thanks, Harry. In a business suit? Oh, yeah, that looks real convincing.
In a good position.
That motherfucker's tripping. All right, let's get some little commentary from Nevada's probably soon-to-be Senate. Yeah, U.S. Senate. Sharon Angle. There you go, people. It's part of YouTube, a little clip. See if this gives anything important.
For Nevada. He's done more for unemployment. We were at 4.4%. Now we're at 14%. He's done more for the foreclosure rate. We have the highest foreclosure rate in the nation. He's done more for bankruptcy. We have the highest bankruptcy rate in the nation. Harry Reid has done more, and it's time for us to say, stop doing it. We can't stand anymore. I'm Sharon Angle, and I approve this message.
Approve what? What the hell is he just saying?
Yeah, why do they always say that?
He's doing more than what you doing? That what you mad for? Because he actually doing more than what you do. He's actually doing something? Is that what you mad about? Please, man, the chick sound like she on some heavy medication, too. You know what I'm saying? Notice how slow and slurred she sounds. All right. Get off the heavy back, lady. Get off the heavy.
Somebody, why do they always say, and I agree with this message? No shit, you just said it. It's your message. I heard your voice.
Now, Scott, you have to do that to make it official. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, that makes it official now that I have put my name behind this. Yes, I'm an asshole, and I approve this message. You know, does that make it official? You know what I'm saying? Am I now an official asshole? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
What? Yes.
Major asshole.
I'm no Mr. Cleo or nothing, but I guarantee, just by what I Be the Wise One just said, she will be one of your next senators for Nevada because she wants to cut out Social Security and Medicaid. They already want to do that, people. You know what I'm saying? So they need you know, once you got a plan in place, you have to surround yourself with people that have like minds. They don't want me up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to fire all you son of bitches up in there. You know, so you don't want me next to you because I ain't going to be no friends to nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be a long, independent, you know, bull whip. You know what I'm saying? Walk around with a cap on, videotaping everything. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably get fired for, you know, being a national security risk because, yeah, I'm putting all y'all BS out there to the world and all this crap that y'all talk behind closed doors is going to come out to the light. Oh, we got a leak. No, you ain't got no leak. It's the guy with the blue hat on. That's videotaping y'all ass on every damn session. Every time y'all say some stupid crap out y'all mouth, it's there. You know what I'm saying? But and the sad part of it is, 9 times out of 10, all this crap gets recorded. But these people, you know what I'm saying, they hold all the videos until, you know what I'm saying, it's like a bartering chip for them. You know what I'm saying? So if their opponent is up, uh-oh, well, bring out those YouTube videos of them. You know what I'm saying? If the opponent's down, okay, bring out those YouTube videos of him when he was in the toilet, you know what I'm saying, saying he wants to, you know, kill all black people. You know what I'm saying? When that ain't even what he was talking about in the toilet and how you got that toilet conversation, I don't even know. But people come all left wing and right wing when it comes down to elections, and you start seeing all kind of mudslinging crap that you never seen throughout the year. Never seen it. But then when it's come election time, oh man, neither one shows the other one is a good candidate or not. You know, my best platform would be is not to say anything about, is not even to learn about the opponent. I don't know. You can't ask me nothing about my opponent because I'm running for me. I'm trying to win this office. I ain't got no competition. Once I start worrying about what this other person is doing, then that is taking me off of the job that I'm doing. That is the problem what we got with these senators and congressmen now, even the president. You know what I'm saying? It was if you got mudslinging the politics, then you got politics.
That is typically American, by the way, the slander and the mudslinging going around the election.
Yeah, well, that's why it's broadcasted worldwide. That's what I was going to say. That is for the media. You know what I'm saying? To perceive that this is what our government is about. You know what I'm saying? But they're showing their true colors. Dirty.
Yeah, but have you ever seen, like, other countries, like, how they fight and stuff in the Senate or in their Senate? Like, you've seen, like, China
be you. Oh, man, they house be
brawling. Oh, man,
brawling.
They brawl, dude. Yeah, man.
They be brawling. I mean, I don't see,
UFC style. Like, UFC style of it, man.
Yeah, but our house done fault. Believe you me. Our house done fault, you know what I'm saying? They just don't publicize us, cause, you know. But our House of Representatives done gotten the brawls just like every other country, you know what I'm saying? We ain't no sweeter or no more sour than any other person's government. You know what I'm saying? Believe that.
I don't know, y'all got cooks. I couldn't see Ted Kennedy kicking somebody's ass like that. I don't know.
Well, you know, I can see him taking his teeth out and throwing them at somebody. He gumming the other congressman. Take that. I gummed you to death. Hey, oh, man. Hey, I Be the Wise One. What's up, my brother, man?
What's going on, family? How you doing?
Hey, man. I'm sorry to read about your pasty-faced candidate there, but yeah.
Well, you know what? You have not hit on anything that she said that I'm quite sure would have even your listeners standing with their mouth hitting the floor.
Yeah,
for real.
I mean,
she's running for the Senate office, and one of the key things she said, somebody asked her, well, how would you bring more jobs to Nevada? And she said, I wouldn't.
Dang.
That's not my job to give other people jobs. My job is to get my job and hold it.
And that's how they feel. How they feel. That is how they feel, people. That statement right there is how they feel. You know what I'm saying? Once all I got to do is get this job and raise this money, and once I'm good after that. She's trying to raise $2,500,000. You know she's at $2,397,738, and that is a scary fact that somebody is actually supporting her.
Man, you would be surprised. It's the media, man. Yeah, but her and Harry Reid are basically neck and neck in this running, and a lot of people can't understand it because of some of the things. She's at that thing you just read about. And I
just played that clip. Did that clip make any sense? I mean, I don't have to.
Nah, yeah, it didn't.
You know what I'm saying? If I play something and it doesn't sound correct from the first time you hear it, you should not have to listen to something three or four times. This is not a rap song.
That's right.
It doesn't have lyrics in it.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
One
this
of
is
first,
clear-cut,
one of,
crooked government at work, people.
One of her first, and I approve this message, little clips on television. She was talking about getting rid of Social Security and Medicaid. The reason she's getting rid of Social Security is because her father wouldn't accept it because he didn't want welfare.
Why is that got? Whoa! What is Social Security? What is me working all my 45 years and getting money taken out for 45 years for me to be promised a Social Security benefit? How's that welfare?
Well, that's
you owe
the
that to
everybody's
me.
Been asking. I mean, because Social Security is your money. It's money that you
your money.
On
you
your
owe
life.
That to me. You set up this fictitious fake bank account so you can flip my money for years and years and years until I hopefully get older and be able to come back and get my own money.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
that just
goes to show that there's a lot of people in this state that thinks the way she thinks.
Yeah, hey, one second, people. I got to click over. 1 second.
Uh-oh, the bat line.
Hey, no, yeah.
I think the thing is that she has really nice platforms, so guys are looking at her and going, hey. All
right, yeah, I'm family right there calling. I mean, I had to take a break.
Yeah, but, I mean, come on. How can you cut out Medicaid? With all the health care problems we're having in this country today, how could you even consider?
It doesn't matter.
Never mind the
because
youngsters.
If,
what about the seniors?
If you take what is rightfully mine, you are a crook.
True.
If you take money all year long out for Medicaid, FICA, this crap, that crap, other crap, a lot more crap that we don't even know, we're just going to call it other crap. And
yes.
I don't get my money back. This is why, you know what I'm saying, I don't really feel responsible for being a taxpayer. Why? I don't get it back. Man, when I was in the military, do you know, man, I got back. I made $1,600 for the year, so-called made $1,600 for a year. Went and filed tax, and then I got $500 back?
Mm-hmm.
Is you serious? Because I'm single. Because I have to. Because I just choose to take care of myself. And I don't choose to go out there and have a child to give that extra cash to. You know what I'm saying? What would be the point? That ain't no good thing because you go off and have a child and then they give you the money. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have to use that extra cash to raise that child. So therefore, give me my money now so I can take care of myself before that happens. And I can have some kind of savings saved up. You know what I'm saying? So I can look forward to having kids. I don't look forward to having no kids, man, please. Why? So they can be part of your financial institution that you got going on? Yeah, have all your kids, they ain't nothing but stock. Your kids are stock right now. You don't even know how to invest in the stock market to make money off of.
Right.
I think the best analogy of what this country is, we're all batteries for the Matrix. The government is the Matrix. And we're all just feeding into the Matrix. And that's all we do.
Yeah.
And we ping
against each other, you know what I'm saying?
That's why this
double-sided thing of people, you know what I'm saying? Get Obama completely out of your mind frame. If you get Obama completely out of your mind frame, I mean, I guarantee you half of y'all stop getting gray hairs. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that gray hair you're getting, yeah, because you keep believing that. How can one person cause this much destruction on the world? It wasn't even Bush. I don't blame Bush. I blame his administration, the congressmen, the senators that are still in that office during his entire 8-year reign of terror. And these people are still in there getting paid.
Well, Spurley, remember what we talked about the other day that I said in this country people like to cry about everything? And that's exactly what's going on. They cry about every single detail of every single thing. They blow everything out of proportion. And the media does that, you know, and it does it expertly when they have an agenda against somebody. And there's clearly an agenda against Obama, so they're using him as a crutch.
Well, because he's making some behind-the-door progress. Believe that, people. He is making some here and there progress. He is that. But you still have to understand, Obama is a lawyer and a community service representative. That's what his background is. You know what I'm saying? He was involved in the community. So, I mean, a lot of his things is going to be community-based. You know what I'm saying? And not worldwide-based, because there ain't no such thing as no worldwide base. You know what I'm saying? Because each state governs themselves. You know what I'm saying? That is why we have the United States of America. We don't have the states of America. We have United. You know what I'm saying? They're all different states. You know what I'm saying? We've come together, you know what I'm saying, to just, you know, come to terms, you know what I'm saying, on one understanding as far as the government. But each state, that's why you have your mayors. Why you have a mayor? Why do you have a governor for your state then, if that's the case? Why do you have your city councilman? You know, you got all of these lower levels that actually are running your surroundings, you know what I'm saying, before you even get up to all this other crap, big, you know, Senator Bill Nelson and all that. I should never have to talk to that man. Honestly, you should never have to talk to your senator. You should never have to talk to your congressman if your lower echelon doing what they're supposed to do. If you taking your issues to your city councilman and they ain't fixing your roads, you need to get all them city councilmen up out of there. If they ain't fixing potholes because you keep driving to work every day, you need to get your city councilman out of there. If they ain't putting speed bumps in front of the daycare because kids done keep getting hit every summer, you need to get your city councilman out of there. It ain't going to matter if you go crying to the mayor. It ain't going to matter because she's not going to turn around. She's going to turn around and then look at the city councilman. Well, they didn't say anything about it, so there's no problem. It's chain of command,
exactly.
People. You got to get in a military mind state. We have a commander-in-chief that runs the so-called United States military. That's all he runs, the military.
Yep.
He makes militaristic calls, and he ain't even good at that because why? He is not ex-military. Bush wasn't even ex-military, you know what I'm saying? But he went to that National Guard crap just so he can claim, you know what I'm saying, that he had something, some kind of, he understood the chain of command. Put it that way. He understood the chain of command, and that was his success.
But Bush was an idiot. That was his problem.
Yeah, he was a complete idiot. He just understood the chain of command, and he understood that all I got to do is get people underneath me to do the work for me, Yo, yeah, I got thick skin. I'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'll take the blame. I'll sit here and look like a dunce reading the children's book upside down when it's a major catastrophe going on. I can do that. I've been a Hollywood actor before this. People don't even understand that. All of our presidents before this was actors before they even got into government.
Well, not all of them.
Look up the background. Look up Reagan background. Look up Bush background.
Well,
these cats were in black and white movies. Bush too.
I might agree that they were celebrities to an extent.
Man, they got television or little black and white movie roles, Hollywood roles. They are featured in Hollywood somewhere.
Yeah.
Put it that way. That's all I'm gonna say. They featured in Hollywood weird some way, somehow. And if that's the case, before you got into government, nah, man. We hired actors.
Let me ask,
if I'm
in your opinion.
If Obama was in a music video in the 90s, I don't even know about that.
Yeah. He was in a music video, and people still don't want to believe that. Obama was in that, man, please. All right. Mm. Obama
well,
going to come out with a rap on y'all in a minute. go to mybarackobama.com and vote for my new hit single.
Yeah. This is Obama.
Your opinion. In your opinion and in the opinion of your audience, okay, two questions. One, if you had the opportunity to retract your vote,
no,
how many votes for Obama do you think would be retracted right now?
None.
Mine would be.
None at all. I wouldn't retract it, man. I mean, why? Why? I mean, this is the other question I had. If Obama get ousted right now, you think Joe Biden, who didn't even want to run as vice president, is going to step up and become a good president?
Nope.
I don't think he can.
Look at his background. He ain't even got no kind of educational background that's even near the equivalent of Obama. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. This man, no, I wouldn't.
I wanted to take my vote back after he said, or after he didn't follow through with what he said, he'd stop the war.
Well, did any other president?
That's where I stand.
Yeah, but that's an ignorant statement because, honestly, he can't stop the war from one minute to the other.
He can't do that.
He's putting a timetable on when he's going to have all the chips on, but
man.
You can't just say, all right, I'm president. Tomorrow, the war's over. That's it. You can't do that. You can't just do that in a hostile territory like Afghanistan and Iraq. You can't just bring all the chips on.
Everybody knows that. Why did he promise it?
Why are we over there?
He didn't promise
that. That's what the American people want to hear.
He did not promise that he was going to bring the troops home tomorrow. He said when he got into office, before his term was done, he was going to have our troops back home. He's only in his second year into office. So let's give him at least until his term is over before, you know, we can say he can do it.
Well, that ain't going to happen, man. I'm telling you right now. The reason that it's not going to happen is because Obama has advisors. Okay?
Yeah.
His advisors, well, used to be General Petraeus, who's actually at war right now. Those are his advisors, people that are actually in the field that are, you know, reporting back to him, hey, this is going on, that is going on. If they say right now, man, that the war is over with, we done cleared everything out, yeah, they'll draw all the troops tomorrow. But that means they're not going to get paid all of that good hazardous pay, wartime pay. All the, you know how much benefit it is to actually go to war? I mean, even for the average private, he goes over there and he's making damn near $5,000 a month. And this is a private. You know what I'm saying? From all the little hazardous pays, all these pays that you get, it adds up. So your little $500 a month done got tripled because of wartime.
Yeah,
it's big money, people.
Smiley, think about this. So even if the war ended tomorrow, right, this is what would happen. They will probably come back and bring back maybe 70% of the troops. There will still be troops left there. We have troops all over the world, stationed all over the world. So troops will still be there. It's not like everybody's just going to leave and there's going to be no American presence. That's not going to happen.
Nah.
You're talking about maybe 50 to 70% of the troops will be scattered at other places. But there will still be bases and troops in Iraq and in Afghanistan for many, many years to come, even if the war ends. So,
man,
don't think just
look at Germany,
all bro.
Look, when was the last time we was at war with Germany?
And we still got troops over there.
Troops? Man, you know how many concerns, you know, we got over there? Concerns or post, what they want to call them?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Man, please. We got more than a little bit. And I guarantee every single part of Germany you go to, you're going to find a military post located there, even if it only got 50 troops there. Yeah, yeah, only got 50 troops there because half of the post is closed down, but you still got support there that you know, doing paperwork. What paperwork are you doing on if there ain't no troops here? Exactly.
Oh, they got troops there. You got troops.
Exactly. No, they got troops. I'm just saying they're doing the support paperwork for people who go to the field. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
When they're going out for training exercises and training ops and all that. I mean, I was a pin pusher. You know what I'm saying? I worked. But I went to the field. I had to do my job in the field. You know what I'm saying? 93 Papa, look it up. Flight operations. I worked in the talk, you know what I'm saying, which is the command post, you know what I'm saying? I work right next to generals and majors and brigadier generals and all this other, you know, crap that, you know, don't make no sense at all, you know, because
yep.
The rank doesn't make the man or woman. Believe that. I mean, I've seen some very ignorant officers, you know what I'm saying, that think because they got that college education, they have no military experience, though. You put them out on the field, they dead the first day. If it wasn't for Sergeant, you know what I'm saying, Sergeant Smith, you know what I'm saying, pushing his dumb behind down to the ground because he finna get his doggone noggin blowed off. Because they don't teach that, you know what I'm saying, in college. And that's not something you can, you know, your four-year degree can never cover. So when you actually come to some real-life experience, you know, you fall to the wayside. But then you look down upon Sergeant First Class, you know, Johnson, because he been in the military, you know, all his life, you know what I'm saying, but he hasn't reached the rank of an officer. So you're not equal to me. Man, please. Yeah, we face that every day in the military. That's just like, you know, that's the propaganda, what they keep up, talking about, you know, Army don't like Air Force, and Air Force don't like Navy. The Navy don't like, man, please.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man, please. You believe that if you want to. You know, when it comes down to it and war hits, we all side by side. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, oh, you Navy, oh, you Army, oh, you, where you from? Man, if you got a gun in your hand and you can shoot in that direction because we need to get up out of here. We all in danger.
Yep.
Believe that. That propaganda, man, they only do that, you know what I'm saying, because it's good for the media here in the U.S. because we're not directly there. But the only powerful thing now is we actually got troops that are putting this stuff out on YouTube, and that's the real dangerous thing why they want to shut down the Internet. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of key factors, and it's too many leaks. Not WikiLeaks, you know what I'm saying? Dang, or WikiLeaks. You got to think about, you know, my daughter standing, and this is what tripped me out. My daughter's standing in formation with her cell phone, you know what I'm saying? And she's taking pictures of another dude in formation. That's violation, honestly, of national security. But she's not the only one. Go on YouTube and you will see many of videos. You will also see videos of troops over in Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Troops over in Afghanistan walking through marijuana fields, you know what I'm saying? And I mean big marijuana fields. Oh yeah.
Yes.
And they ain't clearing these fields. They in these fields talking about, oh man, we need to cut some of this down.
Delicious.
And take this back. You think I'd be doing if I was over there?
Okay.
I'm gonna cut half of y'all forest down. Yeah. And there'd be a lot of special brownies getting sent back home, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the propaganda kicks in too. When we went over to Afghanistan, the first thing we did when we got to Afghanistan, a lot of folks don't know this, is we put back into production a bunch of poppy fields that produce poppy seeds that eventually become
opium. Opium is one of the biggest drug trades, period, over in the third world countries.
Yeah.
And that's what they're getting money off of. Opium.
Here's the
poppy seeds, people.
Here's the Taliban and the Afghan government at the time were taking these fields down because they were trying to stop the opium trade, because they're trying to stop the drug movement. And the first thing we did, being the good guys, when we got in there is we...
It's starting the drug trade back up. What?
Power, how does that make again?
You can't have conflict, you know what I'm saying, without something to fight over. If you don't have drugs growing, then what are you fighting over? Why are you here?
Aha. So we're the good guys, right?
Yeah. I believe that, brother. I mean, I do believe that. But, you know, that's you have to get this knowledge now. If you don't get this knowledge now by 2012, they ain't going to shut the Internet down, but they're going to revamp this whole system, boy, to where, they're going to come at you. They're going to be able to come at you. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't that they're going to come directly at you, but they're going to bust enough fictitious people, just like they came down here and so-called busted, dudes on the corner for selling mixed CDs and stuff. You know, they busted about 100 of them. And what does that do? That makes 100 people, you know what I'm saying, scared to come on the block now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But during that whole sweep, I'm right there in the middle of all that. You know what I'm saying? Prayed up, you know what I'm saying, the Lord looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't never, and I don't like to use that word never, but, you know, I can use that word never because I got paperwork. And I got license for everything that I do. I got intelligence to take it beyond, you know what I'm saying, their thinking. Because the only thing they think that, oh, we done took him to jail, so he gonna back off. You know what I'm saying? We done scared him up. No, people. Go and get you a license to do it. You can get a license to kill somebody. Go to the Army. You know what I'm saying?
License to kill.
Wait a minute. Y'all a license to kill. Where my whole little thing at?
James Bond.
Yeah, you
I've
need
got a license to kill.
Man, if you want a license to kill, here you go.
Where
people.
You're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
Yes. I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs.
Now
I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country.
Yeah.
Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems.
Listen to the professor.
Arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Now, if they played that commercial on national TV, how many people do you think would sign up?
Shit, I think I'd sign up with that bitch.
One out of ten.
Because that makes the military sound exciting. You telling me that you got all these professions that actually want to join? Man, it's got to be something. It's got to be something, right? If this dude wants to leave college, or if this professor wants to leave, yeah, right.
And if you're a person who likes stabbing people, hey,
you feel me? I mean,
legal stabbing.
This is what, you know what I'm saying? This is a true representation of the ads and crap that they actually put out there, you know what I'm saying, to influence people. Oh yeah, get $50,000 right now for college. But then when you join, they send you directly over to Iraq to somewhere, and when you come back, you got so many medical problems, you ain't thinking about going to school. And they ain't thinking about helping you out medically either. Talk to some troops that's in there right now, you know what I'm saying, and ask them, you know what I'm saying, or talk to a vet. Go to your local vet's VA and ask these vets, how hard is it for them to get some proper health care? And they'll tell you, man, the paperwork is more stressful than actually going to get the treatments. It's the paperwork that they put you behind. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make no sense, man. It really don't make no sense, you know? And it's a sad story. It's a sad day. You know, when people just, you know, just keep believing in that. And I fell for the only thing, I'm going to tell you what I fell for. You got these hometown reshooters, you know what I'm saying? That's what they keep doing, reshooting you with bull crap to your ear until you finally go ahead and give in. You know, I had this Negro, Sergeant Baker, going to sit up there and come to my school, all fresh and pressed, you know what I'm saying? He got his old uniform on, looking all suave, eh? You know what I'm saying? Got his nice little ride and everything, you know what I'm saying? Probably was rented. And, this fool gonna tell me, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? You join, man, you gonna have all the ladies, you know what I'm saying, on you. He gonna hook you up with a nice ride. You gonna be able to buy you a nice ride. You know what I'm saying? You do about 4 years, you know what I'm saying? Then you can get out. You'll have you a nice, enough money saved up to get you a nice house. You know what I'm saying? You know, all you got to do is just sign up for 4 years, that's all. If you don't like it after that, you know what I'm saying, don't even worry about it. Just get out, come back home, you know what I'm saying, and you're going to be set. They're going to pay for your college. You're going to have $50,000, you know what I'm saying, to go to school with. People, please. I'm selling rocks, and I don't mean the drugs. I am selling concrete rocks with Elvis Presley's signatures on it. And Sammy Davis' signatures on it. Anybody would like to buy? Yeah, I guarantee you I could probably sell a couple of them rocks, though, just by that one statement. Oh, Elvis signed it? You say Sammy on there. Let me get one of them rocks. Yeah. All right.
I'll take two of the Sammy.
That is, I'm telling you now, that is the mentality. That is how they play on your, how they play on your mental. And then they hit you at a time that when you were a senior in school, what is your thoughts, man? What are you really focused on? You know what I'm saying? You trying to figure out what the hell you're going to do with the rest of your life. So if I interject and I say, man, oh, man, forget college, man. College ain't going to do nothing for you, man. You ain't gonna. You can come over here and look at all the fun we having. To the average person, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna you know, off top, pique their interest. Oh yeah, you gonna get free travel. They ain't telling they gonna send you to war directly for free. Yeah, they ain't telling you that. But nah, you can go on over here to Germany or one of these other places, man. You can just chill out, lay up, and yeah, man, everything gonna be gravy. But then when the ish hit the fan and you really get into it and you find out that, yeah, I only got 8 weeks of training at basic training and y'all already sending me off to war? What is that about? Because they need bodies, people. They don't need intelligence. They don't need no super soldiers that want to come in there and actually win a war. They need a body count. They keep a body count up. We have a certain percentage of people that we need to keep in these positions. You know what I'm saying? We need a certain number of privates. We need a certain number of PFCs. We need a certain number of specialists. You know what I'm saying? We need a certain number of sergeants, certain number of corporals. Once those numbers start to fall, then we have to do what? We got to take some drastic measures. We got to get on this recruiting campaign. Let's go ahead and send all of these new privates that just came in that don't even know nothing. Let's send them back home for 2 weeks so they can influence their friends. You know, that's what I did. I came back home, did the hometown recruiter crap. Oh, recruit what? Man, please. Every time my friends seen me, the only thing they seen me in was I was in my military. I was in my camouflage with my shined up boots. But, yeah, I was on the block smoking. Yeah, I was chilling at home for 2 weeks, smoking and getting more smoking on before I went off to school and everything. Yeah, that's, man, I wasn't interested in trying to bring no friends into this crap because I don't even know what I'm getting into. You know what I'm saying? Let me get into it first, and then I'll come back home and tell you yeah or nay. Other than that, nah, man. Don't believe your friends. Your friends will be your first your friends will be the first one to get you killed. You know what I'm saying? Because they chose the pin pushy job while you chose to go in as a grunt. And, yeah, I want to go in and I want to be in the infantry. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Because you could have did that right here at your own home state. You know what I'm saying? Go and get a construction job. Because that's all you're going to do. Key thing about the military is the exact – you go to work, people. You don't go to war. War is 25% of what the military is about. 75% of the military is just average people working to keep this body of crap moving and functioning smoothly and pushing paperwork around. That is it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the military is not about war. It's not hell-bent on going to war. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we do make money, but that's not what makes the world go around. Enlistments, you know what I'm saying, and people giving their lives in the name of this country and trying to jump aboard. But then 9 times out of 10, yeah, majority of y'all going to get killed, you know what I'm saying, the first year of service. You know what I'm saying? And we planning on that. That's why we got y'all opting to get these $200,000 life insurance policies while we take $1 million life insurance policy out on you. Because we know, yeah, 9 out of 10, we're going to send 10 of y'all over here, 2 of y'all going to come back. And if 5 of y'all come back, 3 of y'all going to be so nutty that you ain't even going, it ain't going to matter anyways. You know what I'm saying? And that's straight up. That's the way you need to be looking at this military and the leader of who is running the military. But if he don't have no military background, how do he know what's going on and how he know how to lead the military? So blame him for that. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to blame him for anything, blame him for not, you know, being a proper general or you know, military personnel. But that's all you can blame him on. You can't blame him for being a bad politician. He's really not that. He's more of an educator than anything else. You know what I'm saying? Politicians don't take intelligence to be a politician. I'd be a politician, you know? Anybody can do that. Shit. Eddie Murphy proved that in the damn movie Distinguished Gentleman. And that's what we're joking on right now. That can happen. Let me go ahead and use Michael Jackson's name. But I'm just going to go under the premise of MJ. Oh, no. Matter of fact, I'm going to call myself Michael Jackson, but I'm going to spell it M-I-K-A-L. Come on, now you're playing off of people's intelligence. All they hear is the name Michael Jackson. Half people don't know how Michael Jackson's name spelled. They know the name, though. So that's a key trigger that's going to trigger them. Oh, man, Michael Jackson, I knew they was lying. I knew he was still alive. He just wanted to go and chill out for a little while so he can come back and run for president. Come on, people. We got people out there that will get this man in office just off of that premise. I don't watch TV. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of the couple of millions of people that don't watch TV. So if I'm not following the propaganda that they spraying on TV, how would I know if Michael Jackson is really or really not running for government? Yeah, think about a lot of things, people. Think about a lot of things. Ashwood, you in the building, homie. What's happening?
What's happening with you?
All right, we got Mr. Ashwood, the king of Tampa, people. Yeah, we got the king of Tampa as far as freestyle battles going. He is currently the king of Tampa. And I lead currently in there for all you sour puss mouths out there that just, you know what I'm saying, seem to get your panties all in a bunch when somebody say they the king of this, king of that. You know, you seen that when T.I. came out talking about he was the king of the South. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody want to, you know, D-ride on him. Like, oh, are you supposed to be the king of the South? Man, whatever. You see where the kingship got you in prison, huh? Yeah, doing a year, doing 11 days, doing that number 11. Yeah, imagine that. It's numbers, people. It's about numbers. A year and a day ain't just, you know what I'm saying, that ain't just a coincidence. And it wasn't just coincidence that Lil Wayne got a year and a day. It's no coincidence that the numbers equal up to 11. You know what I'm saying? And you got to start doing your numerology and all that if you want to start getting all deep and delve into, you know what I'm saying, the number system and what it really means and how it really is running our government and you know what I'm saying, certain aspects of your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, numbers. It's a numbers game. It's all about numbers. So, hey, what you think, Ashwood? Did anybody get a chance to go to YouTube.com, click on that link, and check out the 813 battles?
Absolutely, man. A lot of people just hit me up saying, you know, I just told them they're leaving comments through the text messages, texting me, you know, good, bad. I'm like, man, go and leave it on the page. And
on the page, people, we need YouTube comments. That's what I'm talking about.
YouTube comments.
If you haven't, everybody on this phone right now, from the Netherlands to Washington to down to Miami, you know what I'm saying, just do me a favor. Click on the link, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to check out all the battles, you know what I'm saying? But just check out one of the main battles. It's Ashwood versus Problem South. You know what I'm saying? If you signed up to YouTube, you know, just say, hey, nice battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You ain't got to say, you know, Ashwood won or Problem South won. Just say, hey, nice battle. Keep up the good work. I mean, the purpose of us doing this is for networking and exposure opportunities for independent artists. We ain't looking for no T.I., no Lil Wayne, no Jesus to come now talking about, hey, man, we want a battle. If that's the case, well, then nigga put up $25,000, you know what I'm saying, to my nothing, and I'll battle you. Because, yeah, if you trying us like that, you know what I'm saying, on this lower level that we trying to do, instead of, you know, putting on a Jesus Presents 813 battles, you know what I'm saying, and helping us out that way, you ain't doing nothing for us. You're doing nothing for what we're trying to get done.
I like to battle Lil Wayne myself, actually.
Man, I don't think he no freestylers. Sorry.
I smoke that.
All that crap, cliches, crap that he be saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't, y'all don't hear nothing he's saying, though. He keeps just double over his words and then just saying it backwards and then flip it again and then says it slow and then speeds it up. It's all the same crap, though. He ain't saying nothing. I mean, especially in these past years. When he first came out, he was fire. But these past 5 years, he is complete garbage. I mean, from his songs
to lollipop.
Everything. He is complete garbage. You know what I'm saying? I was a Lil Wayne fan back in the day, but when he just started coming out with this, oh, I want to be a rock and roll. I want to, man, come on, man. Come on. Rock and rap are two different genres, and they do not mix.
No. Lollipop.
Man. But that's where we at, people. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a couple of thank yous and shout-outs to people still off up in here, you know what I'm saying, chilling on the bridge. Thank I Be That Wise One, you know what I'm saying, coming through. And once again, good show to you and Miss Quiet Storm, who's still up off in here. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate that. And big ups to everybody who came through to show the Blog Talk Radio support, man. You never know really where your friends at until they come out, you know what I'm saying, and show their support. And I would say they came out and gangbuster effect last night. And you know what I'm saying, really smashed the show and showed a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? So we had a good time on the late night. So welcome back to the circuit. And big ups to Prophet Jackal. And make sure y'all check out www.paranormalsoup, you know what I'm saying, network, and paranormalsoupnetwork.spruce.com. And you know what I'm saying, you can find all the new information about the Prophet Jackal, as well as myself, man. I say, my transpo is kind of screwed up. That's why I don't want to dive into, you know what I'm saying, starting that new show yet, because I really need to get my transportation out the way. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole motivation
right now. We're streaming you live anyway over there, so it's all good. Still streaming on. But whenever you're ready to get your thing on, you know what I mean? Also, check out the website, thejackal.com, everybody. Check out thejackal.com, thajackal.com.
And also skywatchersradio.com and peoplestvnetwork.com. Got a whole bunch of stuff, man. Just check us out. I hate to say Google now. I really hate to really tell people to Google me. You know what I'm saying? Because what that is doing, that's just steadily building up a personal database on you. And that's what that's doing. So I really tell people to use Yahoo or something. You know what I'm saying? Use what was first. You know what I'm saying? Whatever came out first, you want to stick with that. Because everything that comes out,
it's
new
late.
And improved. Yeah. Everything that's
too
new
late.
And improved,
give it
man.
Up.
Oh, man. You don't even want to go
good.
There,
got the good.
Yeah. You know? So, I don't know, man. Just let the Swartz be with you. You know what I'm saying? Let the Swartz be with you. That's real. All right.
Hey, am I going to get my nutty on today?
I can do something like that. Tell you what, let me take a quick little commercial break. Give a couple little shout outs up in here for some upcoming shows, and then we'll dive into some news.
Greetings, Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
All right. Yeah, you got to love that one. And just to let you know, we will be coming over there soon.
Don't forget to check out the Wrecking the Game radio show, a.k.a. Starship Smelling Prize, with your host, Captain Smell, So Good, and international co-host, Sayonai, only on the Paranormal Soup Network.
Yeah, and just give us a little heads up, man. Let y'all know we will be, switching over from the, I ain't going to never give up the Blog Talk Radio network. But, it comes a time when you just got to, get into some progression, man. And the only way you can progress is if you, get off of your norm. And this right here is the norm. So we want to take this to... Yeah, we want to take this to a little higher level, and that's why I want to move this whole format over to the Paranormal Soup Network side. Now, just a little advance warning, when I do come over to the Paranormal Soup Network side, it's going to be a little bit more serious. You know what I'm saying? We're actually going to form it up and get a little bit more serious topics you know, that's my plan. I want to use Blog Talk Radio as the uncut, uncensored, just, you know, balls to the walls type show, you know what I'm saying? Say anything and everything, but then kind of curve everything and get a little bit, you know, show a different side of Smelly and the Starship Smelly Prize on the Paranormal Soup Network. Just in retrospect of the actual network, and it's already co-host because of the way that the show is set up. You know, it's not like Blog Talk Radio and you just schedule it and then just pop it. You know what I'm saying? You're actually following after a host gets off. So you're keeping that host's audience. So if you come on there with some ruckus that just is totally, you know, has nothing to do with the show, then that's going to throw a little monkey wrench, you know what I'm saying, in the operation. And that's not what I'm trying to come and do. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep the flow of what the network is trying to do, but also bring just an entertainment element to it because besides Jackal right now, it's just a lot of mainly talk shows with not too much music element to it. So that's just the only other part that we're going to be, you know, as far as myself, we'll be bringing to it. And also the internationality of it, you know what I'm saying, with Mr. Cyanide. So, you know, that's what we working on, people. That's the goal. If you didn't know, that's the goal. Yeah, we're working on. But let me get into one quick song, man. Let me get y'all in tune with my artist. This is Miss Janu, and one quick song.
Yeah.
New hit. This is called. This is a new hit. I'm That B, and y'all already know what I'm talking about because this is Scandalous Hot Saturday, right here live. Coming back after this song with the Nutty News, people. Going down.
I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. I'm that B. I got good pussy. I'm that B. Yeah, I make that money. I'm that B. I don't take shit. I'm that B. Yeah, I got one. I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. Yeah, I'm that B. I got good pussy. Pay my bills, got a job, work hard, get it, I live up, 7 a.m, I'm gonna start me big, cut it forward, cause I'm about my pay, like Lil' Keith say, Lil' Mama don't play, been fair, and so does this way, Wednesday night, she can catch me at Coco's, in the back, with my thug getting loco, no regular, I smoke purple. I'm
And make sure y'all check out my artist, Mr. John New, at www.myspace.com/JohnNewThePrinces. That's J-A-N-U, The Princes, you know what I'm saying? Or myspace.com/DrakBoysPrinces, D-R-A-K-B-O-Y-Z, Princess. Or check out, I set up on our own YouTube channel now, so you can see some direct videos from Mr. John New. And that is on www.youtube.com/JohnNew2011. Make sure y'all check that out. And, yeah. All right, people, for the last few minutes, we're going to go in and take this thing around the world. And I mean the world. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off-the-wall news. That you only, well, I always say you're only going to hear first, but, you know, y'all probably heard some of this stuff already, you know what I'm saying, in your own hometown. But, yeah, I'm bringing it to you live. So,
from where? From where? Around the
world. Tonight. No, not around the
Florida.
Behind out the way, boy. Around the world, and I mean the world. A lot of y'all phones is stinking right now from doing that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there, yeah. A lot of your phone is getting pretty high right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Anybody ever been to Belton?
Never heard of it.
Where is it?
Yeah,
I've heard of Belton.
Belton, not Belgium.
Belton.
No,
okay. Belton.
Belton.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Major General, Major Nadal Hassan. Still receives U.S. You know what I'm saying?
Major asshole.
Still receive U.S. Army paycheck.
Major
that is crazy. As he sits in the Bell County Jail, accused of the November 5th Fort Hood shooting that left 13 dead, Major Nadal. Are you running out of breath? And that's bad too, but my uncle's last name. Well, his name is Hassan. Can't be letting them say that. Continues to receive his monthly U.S. Army paycheck, which, based on his rank and experience, is probably more than $6,000. Yeah.
Okay.
That standard procedure for soldiers who are confined before military trial, according to the Army officials. But Hassan, charged with a shooting spree that shocked the country, is not a standard defendant. And he's having a hard time finding a bank to take his money. Right. I'll buy that for a dollar. Take it to the Bank of America. I'm pretty sure they'll take it. As crooked as they is. They take anything. Yeah. That's not award worthy, people. That's not award worthy. Sacramento. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out all my Californians. You know what I'm saying? Goofy. Boom! Down there in San Jose, you know. Where congressmen pulled over for speeding. Yeah, while live on the radio. Hey, he must have been talking to me. You know what I'm saying? I do that to politicians sometimes. You know, I cause this incident. Yeah, hopefully Senator Bill Nelson don't call in with that bourgeois.
Bill,
you know
Bill.
What I'm saying? I
Maybe
him,
it was Bill
Nelson. It might have been. But it wasn't. California Representative Dan Lundgren was forced to cut short a radio interview when he was stopped by police for speeding while he was live on the air. Not that he was talking on a cell phone while he was driving, which is illegal in most states already anyways. But, yeah, we'll overlook that one. Okay. Yeah, right. The Sacramento Republican was pulled over while talking to the blah, 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 because I don't give nobody else no free promo, radio, on his way from his Virginia home to his Washington, D.C. office. On the air, a police officer could hear be heard telling Lundgren to hang up his phone. Right. Well, I already know down there in Miami that there's a cell phone law. Don't y'all got that in the Netherlands there, Si?
Yeah, same here.
Okay,
let me calculate
so,
how much it will cost if they get you. That will be $160. That will be around $180, $190 if they catch you with a cell phone driving.
Well, $170, and down here I believe it's about the same. It's like, I don't know, it's $100 and something if you if you get caught on the cell phone. Although the police officers still ride around talking on their cell phones.
Ain't that funny?
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, can't we make a citizen's pullover? You know what I'm saying? What happened to citizen's arrest? You know what I'm saying? Citizen's pullovers and all that. You know what I'm saying? Policing the police that police you.
What are you going to do?
Next time I see everything hot check, I'm going to be like, citizen's arrest. Pull over.
Hey, brother. Hot check. This website you just sent is throwing up a warning. Visiting the site may harm your computer. So I won't be clicking
what?
On that.
That's yeah. TMZ, dude.
I will not be. Well, that's TMZ. So I, you know, I ain't. Yeah.
It's a funny story. There's no virus or anything. It's just a funny story.
The article pulled up, but then it refreshed, and this other thing popped up talking about this site can be harmful. Anytime that does that, I don't. Mm-mm. And I'm using
TMZ.
Google. I'm using Google, though, so that could be it, too. Throwing up all the false flags and crap because they're trying to flag that website and keep users from going to it. Yeah. Never thought about that, huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's a safe site. I can guarantee you that much.
Yeah.
But it is.
Well, go ahead and read it. Read it, then. Go ahead and tell us what it's about.
Well, you have to kind of look at it. It's pretty funny. Have you ever heard of Ian Bernardo? He was a contestant on American Idol a few years ago, 2006, I think it was. And he's a really, really outrageously over-the-top gay guy. And he went on American Idol, made a complete ass out of himself. And then for some ungodly reason, they invited him back, and he made an ass out of himself again. And now he's suing American Idol for $300 million because he says that they not only told him to be outrageously gay when he was on the show both times, but they told him to act really stupid when they had Dane Cook on for the finale of this past season, where Dane Cook was doing a number, and he came on, got the microphone from Dane Cook, ran around, and he says they threatened him after the show.
And you wouldn't believe that.
Hey.
Well, I know, I believe that, but
I believe that.
The guy's a flamer, for crying out loud. How can you say that he has to be outrageously gay? He just
did he not sign the contract that says he's willing to do whatever they tell him to do? That's basically what they're going to say. He didn't read the fine print. He agreed to what we asked him to do. He did it. Therefore, suck on lemons.
Pretty much. He tried to sue for $300 million.
Man, come on, man. What's up, Si? You got a roll?
No, I'm a little bit worried.
Oh, what happened?
It's a little bit frightening that Jekyll will know so much about American Idol.
I don't. I was just looking at this article. I don't know anything about American Idol, but I was just trying this article, and I did see the Dane Cook one because I'm a Dane Cook fan, and I saw it on YouTube a couple of days ago. So when I saw the article, I was like, holy crap. And I was just reading it, and it was pretty funny that this guy who was on American Idol twice made a fool out of himself twice, and now he's suing for $300 million. I'm going to have to laugh.
The fact that you take so much time and effort to explain and defend yourself, that's it.
Look, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, Cyanide.
Hold on, man. I think we got a poet in the building, people. Is this 6'6", 6 foot sexy. 6'1", who this be?
Huh?
Hello? 610, you just call into the show.
Yes, this is Mr. Johansson.
Okay, I guess they were scared. All right, look, I got to give you guys the last one, man, and I'm pretty sure you guys can only handle this one anyways, because, yeah, it gets a little bit super nuttier after this one. Let's see who's moving to Canada, and after I read this, I'll call you something. Yeah. Okay, you might not want to say that until I read the article.
Okay.
Pole dancing classes offered to girls 9 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if I would have heard somebody saying, yeah, oh, I'm running to Canada, yeah. Pervert, pervert alert, pervert alert, pedophile, pedophile, all kind of red flags, yeah. So if you see a big migration of Americans going over to Canada during this period, yeah.
Well,
summer
really
school. Yeah, right. Summer school for some Canadian girls means pole 101. Yeah. The class is being offered by BC's Tantra Fitness, one of a small but growing number of pole dancing studios, quietly extending their services, yeah, I bet you are, to underage girls. The Canadian company, which operates in Vancouver and Langley, has taught students age 9 and up in regular classes and has gone as young as 5 years old in private lessons.
Damn.
There's even talk of introducing a Mommy and Me pole class.
Wow.
Is that the mother's career choice for the children? Yeah, you're going to be a pole dancer.
Oh, come on, people.
Well, you know, and it's...
Cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That's what you are, Canada. That's what you are, Canada. That's, you know,
yeah.
I just lost a little respect for Canada as a whole.
Oh, man, I mean... Come on, people. I mean, we got enough pedophilic behavior going on in the States, period, to be sitting up here condoning some crap like that. On a positive note, to end it on a positive note, in Palm Springs, 25, my bad, yeah, 25 show up at Million Teacher March. They were this close. Oh, man. Chanting, save our schools, and wielding handwritten signs, about 25 people protested outside the Palm Beach County School District's headquarters to voice their frustrations about teacher pay, standardized testing, and controversial curriculums. Motorists passing the group along Forest Hill Boulevard waved and honked their horns. A few probably shot birds because you guys are idiots. You guys are some idiots. Complete idiots. You would think that their education would prove a little bit more worthy than that, and that y'all would take y'all frustrations to the damn school board and then let the school board take that ahead. And then you just make a strike. You don't, yeah, see, you teachers a bunch of cooters. And I'm going to keep it clean. They're a bunch of cooters. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to sit up here and do what a real, you know, group does. They get together and they go on strike. Not a march. You know what I'm saying? Where everybody get this theme of million man, it's just the million man march. Now they want to have a million woman march, million potato head march, a million this, million a man, please. Come on. All right. Anyways, people, thank y'all, man. This has been, you know, Scandalous B.I.G. Saturdays. And we've covered every issue under the sun that we can, you know what I'm saying? Although, you know, most of these issues, you know, aren't any different than what we've been reading. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What's your mother?
Have a great weekend, everybody. Be
come
sure
back
to come back on Monday.
Stay blessed and unstressed. Remember, we got Politrix Monday. It is Politrix Monday. It's not My Health, Your Health Monday. It's Politrix Monday. We'll be having a politician, Bill Nelson, on the show. Senator Bill Nelson, that is.
It is
calling
officially
in.
Now?
I'm making it official, because if he don't call me, I'm calling him.
You're going to call Kate, isn't it Kate?
Y'all don't know me that very well. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing that.
I
need to get my interview. But, yeah, that's how we're going to do it, man. So get on up out the building with Mr. Nando, man. This is Mr. Nando, who I chewed out because he didn't come on the show the other day when I featured him on the featured in the Artist Friday. But, hey, man, I like your music. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and keep it in rotation. Peace out, people. And don't forget, hey, Jackal, man, your song is featured on Life After Dusk Live, which is a Ning, well, you know, a set of J's is a Ning page. So,
oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, I got This Is Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true that.
Featured. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So,
thank you, bro.
Just let you know you are out in rotation other than right here on Reckoning Game Radio.
Bye,
Mises everybody. To pieces, people. Stay blessed and unstressed. And that is real.
She never ceases to amaze me how she struggles on a day. Her life is a book, yet she's never left been a lady. She never laid with a man for money, so the kids can be proud of mommy. She never rolled out in a fight to survive. They'll get back to form.